Yesterday on this program, we aired an interview with Dr. Marcia Angel about her new book, The Truth About the Drug Companies, How They Deceive Us and What to Do About It. Today, we've called Dr. Paul Antony, Chief Medical Officer for the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, to represent the industry side. Welcome, Dr. Antony.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
In her book, Dr. Angel takes issue with the drug industry's claim that prices are high because profits, to a large extent, are put back into research and development. She says that 14% of revenue on average goes into R&D and twice as much in marketing. Do you dispute her figures?
I do dispute her figures. What she does is combine both marketing and general administrative costs. That includes everything from the copiers to the paper clips that are used in these companies. A better figure to use would be the actual, for example, advertising costs, which were only $3.3 billion in 2003, where 10 times that amount was spent on research and development, well over $33 billion in R&D.
What about her contention that the drug companies are incredibly profitable? I mean, Fortune magazine has listed the industry's profits as more than 14% of revenues last year, which Dr. Angel says is much higher than less than 5% for most other Fortune 500 companies. Are those figures wrong? And if they're not wrong, is there a problem with being incredibly profitable?
The important thing for people to realize is that developing new drugs is very expensive. And the companies rely on the sales and the revenues from current products to fund the drugs that we hope we'll see 10, 12, 14 years from now. And so the companies are using this money that they generate today to invest in the research and development for tomorrow's new medicines.
Now, Dr. Angel also says a lot of basic research for new drugs is not done by the drug companies, but at public institutions like the National Institutes of Health or academic institutions. And she basically makes the allegation that the drug companies are benefiting off research done there that's publicly funded.
There are a lot of different groups that are involved in making new medicines available to patients. And drug companies are one of the groups that are involved in that. Certainly the NIH and universities, the academic environment, are also involved in making new medicines. But I think that Dr. Angel doesn't have a good understanding of what role all of those different players play in making a new medicine available. And I think the way she presents it is actually quite misleading.
Right now, there's a shortage of flu vaccine in this country, and it's kind of come to light that there's only two companies that really make that these days. Dr. Angel argues that this is because it's not profitable. Are there other reasons that so few companies produce vaccines?
Certainly one of the main reasons that there are fewer companies involved in vaccine has to do with liability protection, that the risks involved in developing a medication that you're going to put in healthy people, the risk of lawsuits from that has become so great that it really is a tremendous disincentive for companies to invest in that area.
What about the broader philosophical question? Should companies that make products of life and death importance be allowed to charge whatever the market will bear, or should there be some sort of government-imposed price controls?
The real question is, how do we do the right thing for patients? You know, both Dr. Angel and I are physicians. We have a common enemy, and that common enemy is disease. And really, disease is the enemy, not the drug companies. And the question is, how do we all work together to combat disease and try to lower the overall healthcare costs the country is facing, particularly over the coming decade when the baby boomers are going to be retiring? And right now, we've had a very successful enterprise using the free market and using the sales of existing medications to fund new research for new medicines.
But what is your response to someone who says, look, you know, I can get the same drug for half the price in France or Canada?
The answer is people feel it's unfair, and the current system is unfair. Essentially, the United States and the people who pay for medicines in the United States subsidize the research and development for medicines that are used by people around the world.
Dr. Paul Antony is Chief Medical Officer for PhRMA, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.